Welcome to Sleep with Rockstars, the Gen X Sleep Podcast, because you deserve a good night's sleep, or whatever. I'm Sloane Spencer. In each Sleep with Rockstars Sleep Podcast, I will read from Wikipedia about your favorite Gen X musicians and bands. If this podcast helps you relax and fall asleep, please leave a 5-star rating and a kind review in your favorite podcast app. You may find that the more you listen, the more your mind will begin to associate these stories with sleep. So feel free to return to each episode again and again. Repetition can help create a signal to your brain that it's time to rest. And if the musical act isn't your favorite, that's perfectly okay. You don't need to pay close attention. Instead, let the words wash over you. Let their rhythm and softness lull you, not for interest, but for sleep. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to let go. Now let your breath guide you deeper into stillness. Take a moment to settle in. Gently close your eyes and let your body begin to rest. There's nowhere you need to be, nothing you need to do. This is your time, a time to let go of the day, unwind, and allow your mind to slow down. With each breath in, invite calm. With each breath out, release the tension. As your body begins to soften into the surface beneath you, imagine a gentle wave of warmth from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, carrying away the weight of the day. This evening, I will read about Prince, 1991 through 1996. Name change, Diamonds and Pearls, and the Gold Experience. 1991 began with a performance in Rock in Rio 2 and marked the debut of Prince's new band, the New Power Generation. With guitarist Mika Weaver and longtime keyboardist Dr. Fink gone, Prince added bass player Sonny T, Tommy Barbarella on keyboards, and a brass section known as the Hornheads to go along with Levi Caesar taking over on guitar, Rosie Gaines, Michael Bland, and the Game Boys. With significant input from his band members, Diamonds and Pearls was released on October 1, 1991, reaching number 3 on the Billboard 200 album chart. Diamonds and Pearls saw 4 hit singles released in the United States. Get Off peaked at number 21 on the Hot 100 and number 6 on the R&B charts, followed by Cream, which gave Prince his 5th U.S. number 1 single. The title track, Diamonds and Pearls, became the album's 3rd single, reaching number 3 on the Hot 100 and the top spot on the R&B charts. Money Don't Matter Tonight peaked at number 23 and number 14 on the Hot 100 and R&B charts, respectively. Diamonds and Pearls would sell more than 2 million copies in the United States alone. In 1992, following the success of Diamonds and Pearls, Prince renewed his contract with Warner Brothers, agreeing to what was reportedly a $100 million deal to release 6 more albums with the label. In November, Prince released his 14th studio album, the 2nd to feature the New Power Generation. It bore only an unpronounceable symbol on the cover, later copyrighted as Love Symbol No. 2. As its title, the symbol was explained as being a combination of the symbols for male and female. It was preceded by the releases of Sexy MF, and My Name is Prince, which reached number 66 and number 36, respectively, on the Billboard Hot 100. The third single, Seven, would peak at number 7. The album, later referred to as Love Symbol, peaked at number 5 on the Billboard 200 and went on to sell 2.8 million copies worldwide, falling short of expectations. In 1993, in rebellion against Warner Brothers, which refused to release Prince's enormous backlog of music at a steady pace, Prince formally adopted the Love Symbol as his stage name. To use the symbol in print media, Warner Brothers organized a mass mailing of floppy disks with a custom font. At this time, Prince was often referred to as the artist formerly known as Prince, or the artist. That same year, Warner Brothers released a Greatest Hits compilation with the three-disc The Hits / The B-Sides in 1993. The first two discs were also sold separately as The Hits 1 and The Hits 2. The collection features the majority of Prince's hit singles and several previously hard-to-find recordings, including B-Sides from across Prince's career and previously unreleased tracks, such as the Revolution-recorded Power Fantastic and a live recording of Nothing Compares to You with Rosie Gaines. Two new songs, Pink Cashmere and Peach, were chosen as promotional singles. In 1994, Warner Brothers allowed the single The Most Beautiful Girl in the World to be released via a small independent distributor, Billmark Records, in February. The release reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 in many other countries. Prince began to release albums in quick succession as a means of releasing himself from his contractual obligations to Warner Brothers. This led to the previously aborted Black Album being given a limited official release 7 years after its initial recording. Prince pushed to have his next two albums, Come and The Gold Experience, released simultaneously. Warner Brothers accepted both albums, but delayed the release of The Gold Experience, fearing market saturation. In retaliation, Prince began making public appearances with Slave written on his face. The Gold Experience would not be released until September 1995. The album was not in print for a long period due to a plagiarism case relating to The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, but the album was released on streaming with Prince's catalog in 2018 and reissued on CD and vinyl in 2022. In 1996, the album Chaos and Disorder was released. Prince submitted another album titled The Vault, Old Friends for Sale to Warner Brothers that same year, completing his contract with the label. Although the album was not released until 1999, Warner Brothers agreed to release Prince from his contract now that he had delivered the promised number of albums to them. 1996 through 2000, Emancipation, Crystal Ball, and Raven to the Joy Fantastic. Free of any further contractual obligations to Warner Brothers, Prince attempted a major comeback later that year with the release of Emancipation, a 36-song, 3-CD set. Each disc was exactly 60 minutes long. The album was released via his own NPG Records with distribution through EMI. To publish his songs on Emancipation, Prince did not use controversy music, ASCAP, which he had used for all his records since 1981, but rather used Emancipated Music Incorporated, ASCAP. Emancipation was certified platinum by the RIAA. It is the first Prince record featuring covers of other artists' songs. Joan Osborne's top 10 hit song of 1995, One of Us. Betcha by Golly Wow, written by Tom Bell and Linda Creed. I Can't Make You Love Me, written by James Allen Shamlin II and Michael Berry Reed. And La La Means I Love You, written by Tom Bell and William Hart. Prince released Crystal Ball, a 5-CD collection of unreleased material, in 1998. The distribution of this album was disorderly, with some fans pre-ordering the album on his website up to a year before it was shipped. These pre-orders were delivered months after the record had gone on sale in retail stores. The retail edition has only 4 discs, as it is missing the Kama Sutra disc. There are also 2 different packaging editions for retail. One is a 4-disc-sized jewel case with a white cover and the love symbol in a colored circle, while the other contains all 4 discs in a round, translucent snap jewel case. The discs are the same, as is the CD jacket. The New Power Soul album was released 3 months later. His collaborations on Chaka Khan's Come to My House and Larry Graham's GCS 2000, both released on the MPG label around the same time as New Power Soul, were promoted by live appearances on Vibe with Sinbad and the NBC Today Show's Summer Concert Series. In 1999, Prince once again signed with the major label, Arista Records, to release a new record, Raven to the Joy Fantastic. The pay-per-view concert, Raven to the Year 2000, was broadcast on December 31, 1999, and consisted of footage from the December 17 and 18 concerts of his 1999 tour. The concert featured appearances by guest musicians, including Lenny Kravitz, George Clinton, Jimmy Russell, and The Time. It was released to home video the following year. 2000 through 2007, Musicology, and 3121. On May 16, 2000, Prince stopped using the love symbol as his name since his publishing contract with Warner Chappell had expired. In a press conference, he stated that after being freed from undesirable relationships associated with the name Prince, he would revert to using his real name. Nevertheless, Prince continued to use the symbol as a logo and on album artwork and to play a love symbol-shaped guitar. For several years following the release of Raven to the Joy Fantastic, Prince primarily released new music through his internet subscription service, NBGOnlineLTD.com, which later became NBGMusicClub.com. Albums from this period are Raven to the Joy Fantastic 2001, The Rainbow Children 2001, One Night Alone 2002, Expectation 2003, C-Note 2004, The Chocolate Invasion 2004, and The Slaughterhouse 2004. In 2001, Warner Brothers released a second compilation album, The Very Best of Prince, containing most of his commercially successful singles from the 1980s. In 2002, Prince released his first live album, One Night Alone Live, which features performances from the One Night Alone tour. The 3-CD box set also includes a disc of after-show music entitled It Ain't Over. During this time, Prince sought to engage more effectively with his fan base via the NBG Music Club, pre-concert soundchecks, and at yearly celebrations at Paisley Park, his music studios. Fans were invited into the studio for tours, interviews, discussions, and music listening sessions. Some of these fan discussions were filmed for an unreleased documentary directed by Kevin Smith. On February 8, 2004, Prince appeared at the 46th Annual Grammy Awards with Beyoncé. In a performance that opened the show, they performed a medley of Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, Baby I'm a Star, and Beyoncé's Crazy in Love. The following month, Prince was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The award was presented to him by Alicia Keys, along with Big Boi and Andre 3000 of Outkast. As well as performing a trio of his own hits during the ceremony, Prince also participated in a tribute to fellow inductee George Harrison in a rendering of Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps, playing a 2-minute guitar solo that ended the song. He also performed the song Red House as Purple House on the album Power of Soul, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. In April 2004, Prince released Musicology through a one-album agreement with Columbia. The album rose as high as the top 5 on some international charts, including the US, UK, Germany, and Australia. The U.S. chart success was assisted by the CDs being included as part of the concert ticket purchase, thereby qualifying each CD, as chart rules then stood, to count towards U.S. chart placement. 3 months later, Spin named him the greatest frontman of all time. That same year, Rolling Stone magazine named Prince as the highest-earning musician in the world, with an annual income of $56.5 million. Largely due to his Musicology tour, which Pollstar named as the top concert draw among musicians in the U.S. He played 96 concerts. The average ticket price for a show was $61 U.S., equivalent to $102 in 2024. Musicology went on to receive 2 Grammy wins, for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for Call My Name and Best Traditional R&B Vocal Performance for the title track. Musicology was also nominated for Best R&B Song and Best R&B Album, and Cinnamon Girl was nominated for Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. Rolling Stone ranked Prince number 27 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. In April 2005, Prince played guitar, along with En Vogue singing backing vocals, on Stevie Wonder's single, So What the Fuss, Wonder's first since 1999. In late 2005, Prince signed with Universal Music to release his album, 3121, on March 21, 2006. The first single was Te Amo Corazon, the video for which was directed by actress Salma Hayek and filmed in Marrakech, Morocco, featuring Argentine actress and singer Mia Maestro. The video for the second single, Black Sweat, was nominated at the MTV VMAs for Best Cinematography. The immediate success of 3121 gave Prince his first number one debut on the Billboard 200 with the album. To promote the new album, Prince was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live on February 4, 2006, 17 years after his last SNL appearance on the 15th anniversary special, and nearly 25 years since his first appearance on a regular episode in 1981. At the 2006 Webby Awards on June 12th, Prince received a Webby Lifetime Achievement Award in recognition of his visionary use of the internet to distribute music and connect with audiences, exemplified by his decision to release his album Crystal Ball, 1998, exclusively online. In July 2006, weeks after winning a Webby Award, Prince shut down his NBG Music Club website after more than 5 years of operation. On the day of the music club's shutdown, a lawsuit was filed against Prince by the British company HM Publishing, owners of the Nature Publishing Group, also NBG. Despite these events occurring on the same day, Prince's attorney stated that the site did not close due to the trademark dispute. Prince appeared at multiple award ceremonies in 2006. On February 15, he performed at the 2006 Brit Awards, along with Wendy and Lisa and Sheila E. And on June 27, Prince appeared at the 2006 BET Awards, where he was awarded Best Male R&B Artist. Prince performed a medley of Chaka Khan songs for Khan's BET Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2006, he was invited to dub the Prince 12 cat in the film Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties, but gave up for unknown reasons and was replaced by actor Tim Curry. In November 2006, Prince was inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame. He appeared to collect his award, but did not perform. Also in 2006, Prince opened a nightclub called 3121 in Las Vegas at the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino. He performed weekly on Friday and Saturday nights until April 2007, when his contract with the Rio ended. On August 22, 2006, Prince released Ultimate Prince. The double disc set contains one CD of previous hits and another of extended versions and mixes of material that had largely only previously been available on vinyl record B-sides. That same year, Prince wrote and performed a song for the hit animated film Happy Feet, 2006. The song of the heart, appears on the film's soundtrack, which also features a cover of Prince's earlier hit Kiss, sung by Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman. January 2007, The Song of the Heart won a Golden Globe for Best Original Song. This portion was recorded June 5, 2025, from the Wikipedia entry on the musician Prince, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/prince_musician. 2007 through 2010, Super Bowl 41 Show, Planet Earth, and Lotus Flower. On February 4th, 2007, Prince played at the Super Bowl 41 halftime show in Miami, Florida, on a large stage shaped like his symbol. The event was carried to 140 million television viewers, his biggest ever audience. His 12-minute performance in the rain began with an intro of the Queen song, We Will Rock You, and concluded with Purple Rain. In 2015, Billboard ranked it the greatest Super Bowl performance ever. Prince played 21 concerts at the O2 Arena in London during the Earth Tour in mid-2007. Tickets for the 20,000-capacity venue were capped by Prince at £31.21, $48.66. Featuring Maceo Parker and his band, Prince's residency at the O2 Arena was increased to 15 nights after all 140,000 tickets to the original seven sold out in 20 minutes, before it was even then further extended to 21 nights. Prince performed with Sheila E. at the 2007 ALMA Awards. On June 28, 2007, the Mail on Sunday stated that it had made a deal to give Prince's new album, Planet Earth, away for free with the paper, making it the first place in the world to get the album. This move sparked controversy amongst music distributors, and also led the UK arm of Prince's distributor, Sony BMG, to withdraw from distributing the album in UK stores. The UK's largest high street music retailer, HMV, stocked the paper on release day due to the giveaway. On July 7, 2007, Prince returned to Minneapolis to perform three shows. He performed concerts at the Macy's Auditorium to promote his new perfume, 3121, on Nicollet Mall, the Target Center Arena, and First Avenue. It was the first time he had played at First Avenue. The club appeared in the film Purple Rain. Since 1987, from 2008, Prince was managed by UK-based Kiran Sharma. On April 25, 2008, Prince performed on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, where he debuted a new song, Turn Me Loose. Days after, he headlined the 2008 Coachella Festival. Prince was paid more than $5 million for his performance at Coachella, according to Reuters. Prince canceled a concert planned at Dublin's Croke Park on June 16, 2008, at 10 days' notice. In October 2009, promoters MCD Productions went to court to sue him for €1.6 million to refund 55,126 tickets. Prince settled the case out of court in February 2010 for $2.95 million. During the trial, it was said that Prince had been offered $22 million for seven concerts as part of a proposed 2008 European tour. In October 2008, Prince released a live album entitled Indigo Nights, a collection of songs performed live at after shows at the Indigo 2. Prince premiered four songs from his new album on LA's indie rock station Indie 103.1 on December 18, 2008. The radio station's programmers, Max Tolkoff and Mark Sewell, had been invited to Prince's home to hear the new rock-oriented music. Prince gave them a CD with four songs to premiere on their radio station. The music debuted the next day on Jonesy's Jukebox, hosted by former Sex Pistol Steve Jones. On January 3, 2009, the new website lotusflower.com, LOTUSFLOW, the numeral 3R, was launched, streaming and selling some of the recently aired material and concert tickets. On January 31, Prince released two more songs on lotusflower.com, Disco Jellyfish and Another Boy, Chocolate Box, Colonized Mind, and All This Love were later released on the website. Prince released a triple album set containing Lotus Flower, Minneapolis Sound, MBLSOUND, and an album credited to Bria Valente called Elixir on March 24, 2009. Followed by a physical release on March 29. On July 18, 2009, Prince performed two shows at the Montreux Jazz Festival, backed by the New Power Generation, including Rhonda Smith, Renato Nieto, and John Blackwell. On October 11, 2009, he gave two surprise concerts at the Grand Palais in Paris. On October 12, he gave another surprise performance at La Cigale. On October 24, Prince played a concert at Paisley Park. 2010 to 2016. final albums. In January 2010, Prince wrote a new song, Purple and Gold, inspired by his visit to a Minnesota Vikings football game against the Dallas Cowboys. The following month, he let Minneapolis-St. Paul public radio station 89.3 The Current premiere his new song, Cause and Effect, as a gesture in support of independent radio. In 2010, Prince was listed in Time's annual ranking of the 100 most influential people in the world. He released a new single on Minneapolis-St. Paul radio station 89.3 The Current called Hot Summer on June 7, his 52nd birthday. The same month, Prince appeared on the cover of the July 2010 issue of Ebony magazine, and he received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2010 BET Awards. Prince released his album 2010 in July 2010 as a free cover mount with publications in the UK, Belgium, Germany, and France. He refused album access to digital download services and closed lotusflower.com. On July 4, 2010, Prince began his 2010 tour, a concert tour in two legs with shows in Europe. The second leg began on October 15 and ended with a concert following the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix on November 14. The second half of the tour had a new band, John Blackwell, Ida Christine Nielsen, and Sheila E. Prince let radio station Europe One debut the snippet of his new song, Rich Friends, from the new album 2010 Deluxe on October 8, 2010. He embarked on a Welcome To tour on December 15, 2010. Prince was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame on December 7, 2010. Prince presented Barbra Streisand with an award and donated $1.5 million to charities on February 12, 2011. On the same day, it was reported that he had not authorized the television show Glee to cover his hit Kiss in an episode that had already been filmed. Prince highlighted the Hop Farm Festival on July 3, 2011, marking his first UK show since 2007 and his first ever UK festival appearance. Despite having previously rejected the internet for music distribution, on November 24, 2011, he released a reworked version of the previously unreleased song, Extra Lovable, through both iTunes and Spotify. Purple Music, a Switzerland-based record label, released a CD single titled Dance For Me on December 12, 2011, as part of a club remixes package including the Bria Valente CD single Tonight, released on February 23, 2012. The CD features club remixes by Jamie Lewis and David Alexander, produced by Prince. In January 2013, Prince released a lyric video for a new song called Screwdriver. In April 2013, Prince announced a West Coast tour titled Live Out Loud Tour, with Third Eye Girl as his backing band. The final two dates of the first leg of the tour were in Minneapolis-St. Paul, where former Revolution drummer Bobby Z sat in as guest drummer on both shows. In May, Prince announced a deal with Cobalt Music to market and distribute his music. On August 14, 2013, Prince released a new solo single for download through the ThirdEyeGirl.com website. The single, Breakfast Can Wait, had cover art featuring comedian Dave Chappelle's impersonation of him from a 2004 second season Chappelle Show comedy sketch on Comedy Central. In February 2014, he performed concerts with Third Eye Girl in London titled The Hit and Run Tour. Beginning with intimate shows, the first was held at the London home of singer Leanne LaHavas, followed by two performances of what Prince described as a sound check at the Electric Ballroom in Camden, and another at Shepherd's Bush Empire. On April 18, 2014, Prince released a new single entitled The Breakdown. He re-signed with his former label, Warner Brothers Records, after an 18-year split. Warner announced that Prince would release a remastered deluxe edition of Purple Rain in 2014 to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the album. In return, Warner gave Prince ownership of the master recordings of his recordings with the company. In February 2014, Prince began what was billed as his Hit and Run Part 1 tour. This involved Prince's Twitter followers keeping an avid eye on second-by-second information as to the whereabouts of his shows. Many of these shows would only be announced on the day of the concert, and many of these concerts involved two performances, a matinee and an evening show. These shows began at Camden's Electric Ballroom, billed as sound checks, and spread throughout the UK capital to Cocoa Club in Camden, Shepherd's Bush Empire, and various other small venues. After his London dates, he moved on to other European cities. In May 2014, Prince began his Hit and Run Part 2 shows, which followed a more normal style of purchasing tickets online and being held in music arenas. Spring 2014, he launched NPG Publishing, a music company to administer his own music and that of other artists without the restrictions of mainstream record companies. In May 2015, following the killing of Freddie Gray in police custody and the subsequent riots, Prince released a song, Baltimore, in tribute to Gray and in support of the protesters in that city. He also held a tribute concert for Gray at his Paisley Park estate called Dance Rally for Peace, in which he encouraged fans to wear the color gray in honor of Freddie Gray. On May 10, he performed a special concert at the Royal Farms Arena in Baltimore called Rally for Peace, which featured a special appearance by Baltimore State's attorney Marilyn Mosby, and one set performed by Prince alone at a keyboard. Prince's penultimate album, Hit and Run Phase 1, was first made available on September 7, 2015, on the music streaming service Tidal before being released on CD and for download on September 14. His final album, Hit and Run Phase 2, was meant as a continuation of this and was released on Tidal for streaming and download on December 12, 2015. In February 2016, Prince embarked on a piano and a microphone tour, a tour that saw his show stripped back to only him and a custom piano on stage. He performed a series of warm-up shows at Paisley Park in late January 2016, and the tour commenced in Melbourne, Australia, on February 16, 2016, to critical acclaim. The Australian and New Zealand legs of the tour were played in small capacity venues, including the Sydney Opera House. Hit and Run Phase 2 CDs were distributed to every attendee after each performance. The tour continued to the United States, but was abruptly cut short by illness in April 2016. Prince saw Michael T. Schulenberg, a Twin Cities specialist in family medicine, in Excelsior on April 7, 2016, and again on April 20. On April 7, he postponed two performances at the Fox Theater from his piano and a microphone tour. The venue released a statement saying he had influenza. He rescheduled and performed what was to be his final show on April 14, despite still not feeling well. While flying back to the Twin Cities early the next morning, he became unresponsive and his private jet made an emergency landing at Quad Cities International Airport in Moline, Illinois, where he was hospitalized and received naloxone, a medication used to block the effects of opioids, especially following an overdose. Once he became conscious, he left against medical advice. Representatives said he was dehydrated and had influenza for several weeks. Prince was seen cycling the next day in his hometown of Chanhassen. He shopped that evening at the Electric Vetus in Minneapolis for Record Store Day, and made a brief appearance at an impromptu dance party at his Paisley Park recording studio complex, stating that he was feeling fine. On April 19, he attended a performance by singer Liz Wright at the Dakota Jazz Club. On April 20, 2016, Prince's representatives called Howard Kornfield, a California specialist in addiction medicine and pain management, seeking medical help for the star. Kornfield scheduled to meet with him on April 22nd, and he contacted a local physician who cleared his schedule for an exam on April 21st. On April 21, at 9:43 a.m., the Carver County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call requesting an ambulance be sent to Prince's home at Paisley Park. The caller initially told the dispatcher that an unidentified person at the home was unconscious, then moments later said he was dead, and finally identified the person as Prince. The caller was Cornfield's son, who had flown in with buprenorphine that morning to devise a treatment plan for opioid addiction. Emergency responders found Prince unresponsive in an elevator and performed CPR, but a paramedic said he had already been dead for at least 6 hours, and they were unable to revive him. They pronounced him dead at 10:07 a.m., 19 minutes after their arrival. There were no signs of suicide or foul play. A press release from the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office in Anoka County on June 2nd stated that Prince had died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl at the age of 57. The fentanyl that led to his overdose was in counterfeit pills made to look like a generic version of the painkiller, hydrocodone, paracetamol. The question of how and from what source Prince obtained the drug was the subject of investigations by several law enforcement agencies. A sealed search warrant was issued for his estate, and another unsealed search warrant was issued for the local Walgreens pharmacy. On April 19, 2018, the Garber County attorney announced that the multi-agency investigation had ended with no criminal charges filed. The investigation did reveal that Prince was addicted to opioids. Following an autopsy performed by A. Quinn Strobel, Prince's remains were cremated. On April 26, 2016, Prince's sister, Tyka Nelson, filed court documents in Carver County to open a probate case, stating that no will had been found. As of his death, the twice-divorced Prince was neither married nor known to have fathered any surviving children. Under Minnesota law, the absence of a will meant that in addition to his full sister, Prince's 5 half-siblings also had a claim to an estate totaling millions of dollars in cash, as well as real estate, stocks, and cars. Within 3 weeks of his death, 700 people claimed to be half-siblings or descendants. Bremer Trust was given temporary control of his estate, had his vault drilled open, and was authorized to obtain a blood sample for DNA profiling from the coroner who had performed the autopsy. Prince's ashes were placed into a custom 3D-printed urn shaped like the Paisley Park estate. The urn, which was co-designed by his sister Tyka and her son President, was placed on display in the atrium of the Paisley Park complex in October 2016. As of April 2019, no additional estate claimants were recognized by the courts besides Prince's full sister and 5 half-siblings. It was reported in August 2022 that the Prince estate had settled. Filings in the Minnesota First Judicial District ordered that the cash in Prince's estate. Filings in the Minnesota First Judicial District ordered that the cash in Prince's estate be evenly split between Prince Legacy LLC and Prince OAT Holdings LLC. Remembrances and reactions. Numerous musicians and cultural figures reacted to Prince's death. President Obama mourned him, and the United States Senate passed a resolution praising his achievements as a musician, composer, innovator, and cultural icon. Cities across the U.S. held tributes and vigils and lit buildings, bridges, and other structures in purple. In the first 5 hours after the media reported his death, Prince was the top trending, most used term on Twitter, and Facebook had 61 million Prince-related interactions. MTV interrupted its programming to air a marathon of Prince music videos and Purple Rain. AMC Theaters and Carmack Cinemas screened Purple Rain in select theaters over the following week. Saturday Night Live aired an episode in his honor titled Goodnight, Sweet Prince, featuring his performances from the show. Nielsen Music reported that sales of his material spiked 42,000%. The artist's catalog sold 4.41 million albums and songs from April 21 to 28, with 5 albums simultaneously in the top 10 of Billboard 200, a first in the chart's history. At the 59th Grammy Awards, Morris Day with The Time and Bruno Mars performed a tribute. The May 2, 2016 cover of The New Yorker featured an illustration of Purple Rain. In June 2016, Vanity Fair Condé Nast released a special edition commemorative magazine, The Genius of Prince. It celebrated the star's life and achievements, with new photography and archive articles, including the original Vanity Fair article from November 1984, written in the wake of the singer-songwriter's breakout success, with other content from the magazine, The New Yorker, Wired, and Pitchfork. The cover of The Genius of Prince featured a portrait by Andy Warhol, Orange Prince, 1984. Cast of the musicals The Color Purple and Hamilton paid tribute to the star during their curtain calls with Purple Rain and Let's Go Crazy, respectively. In 2016, Minnesota Representative Joe Atkins introduced a bill in the state legislature to memorialize Prince with a statue in the National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, in recognition of his contributions to music and the state of Minnesota. As of 2020, however, the bill has not had the second reading. On August 21, 2016, Prince was posthumously inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame. This portion of the Sleep with Rockstars podcast was recorded on June 24th, 2025, from the Wikipedia article about the musician Prince, which can be found at en.wikipedia.org/wiki/prince_musician.